Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Doc.
Afternoon, dear brother.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I praise the Lord. I'm
lovely. Praise the Lord indeed. It's almost the Sabbath this side, so I'm glad.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. We're talking about weight management. And, you know, hundreds of fad diets, weight loss programs, and outright scams promise quick and easy weight loss. But the best way to lose weight and keep it off is to make a lasting lifestyle changes, as it were. Now, in our final, you know, a session on managing weight, why not talk about healthy weight loss and weight gain programs? Doc, do weight loss medications work, and are they healthy?
Two important questions. Yes, weight loss medication can work, but they are not a magic fix. And they come with some benefits, but lots of risk. So that second part of the question, are they healthy? They are very risky.
Yeah.
They are usually or typically prescribed when the BMI is greater than 30, or if it's greater than 27, with obesity-related conditions like type 2 diabetes and hypertension. There are many medications that are being used. There's a popular one they call Ozempic.
Okay.
They reduce appetite, improve insulin response, and there are several others. But that other part of it, the risk. In fact, there are other surgery that can be done also. They call them bariatric surgery, gastric bypass, gastric sleeve, adjustable gastric band surgery. I mean, there is nothing that medical science has not come up with. But the question is it healthy? Are the risks worth it? So 5 to 15% body weight loss over several months. And when some do it with diet and exercise, yeah, they do get some results. But the problem, the emphasis, the health impact, the side effects, they vary by which type of medications. They include nausea, diarrhea, constipation, increased heart rate, even pancreatitis with the GLPs and all the problem that comes with, why would you want a problem of enlargement of the pancreas? Who knows what can happen with inflammation of the pancreas? We are talking about cancer or such serious problems than that. So the bottom line is, even though they can be effective, are they safe? Are they, as we mentioned, a substitute for sustainable lifestyle changes? No. Lifestyle changes is still the best. We don't want anything that will bring all of those side effects. We can adopt lifestyle changes, and they are permanent in their results, and they are healthy. And when you do that way, you not only take care of one problem, you take care of the entire health for the body. So, rapid weight loss is what people look for when they look for medications. It's unhealthy. I've had examples of people that call me, I want to lose so amount of weight in 3 months' time. I'm attending a wedding.
Mm.
And I said, are you sure you really want to attend the wedding? Because you may not be alive by the time of the wedding. If you want to lose this amount of weight within such a short time, it's so risky.
Mm.
Muscle loss, water loss. Talking about water loss, I remember I did a 17-mile Pathfinder trek from Friday through Sunday morning. We walked for 17 miles. I lost about 5 to 8 pounds.
Wow.
Well, I gained it back in a week or two. Because it was water loss.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that I was doing myself some good.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yes. I want to lose some weight. Mm. Let me join them for this 17-mile walk. It didn't help. So it's not good.
Mm.
So what we do, the sustainable lifestyle changes, is still what is better. In fact, let's say best. Less risk and more sustainable, good weather. So when we target 0.5 to 1 pound per week of weight loss, that is attainable. But when we are looking for 5, 10 pounds within a very short period, it's risky.
Mm-hmm.
So the slow, steady change is far more effective and safer long term.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you said you gained the weight again, because it was a water loss. Now, rapid weight gain or weight loss, is it sustainable? Because I hear you say you're saying that you quickly gained the water. Of course, I mean that was a water gain, but under general circumstances, would a rapid gain or rapid loss be sustainable?
No. It's not sustainable.
Mm.
You know, if we go on a rapid weight loss, we put the body in a state of starvation and it will ask for the food. We will eat it and the weight will come back. So it's not sustainable.
Mm-mm.
Aside from the health risk that accompanies it. But if we go on a slow, steady lifestyle change, then everything works very well. The muscle mass, the fat storage, and then also one very important part, the hormones are involved in weight loss or weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
So if we do it too rapidly, it will disrupt our hormone, and then we have what they call hormone imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with all of the struggles. We don't want to do that.
Now, in as far as men and women are concerned, do they lose weight differently?
Yes, they do lose weight differently.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, men may lose weight faster due to muscle mass and hormones.
Mm-hmm.
But women can succeed equally well, just with more nuanced timing and methods. Because the hormone differences in men and women affect how they lose weight or gain weight.
Mm.
For a woman especially, because of her menstrual cycle, like even in the age of menopause, hormone fluctuations happens throughout a woman's life. And it's more intense than for men. So gaining weight, losing weight, is quite different for both men and women because of different hormones that the two have that affects the body.
Mm.
But for the women especially, more care is needed.
Mm.
Because when estrogen level drops, fat shifts to the abdomen, metabolism slows, there is increased insulin resistance and loss of muscle mass. So especially for the ladies, well, let me say women, there is a need to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
Because issues concerning the hormonal balance of a woman are a little more complicated than for men.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very necessary that attention be paid to this difference.
Yeah. Now, in terms of, because you say that men would lose the weight quicker than women because of the muscle mass, etc. Now, does menstrual cycle or menopause or any of those women, related issues affect weight loss efforts?
Yes, it does. A very good example in which we can see this is in the athletic woman. Because of her hormones, when she loses weight because of the athletics that she's doing and so forth, it affects the hormones. And that is why some of these women will start looking like a man. Their menstrual cycle can disappear. That shows that the hormone fluctuation is really affecting the body. So the hormones, the menstrual cycle, the menopause is also related to the hormones.
Oh.
They affect weight loss and weight gain. Why? Some women get bigger when they approach menopause is the reason for this.
Oh.
And so it becomes difficult for them to lose the weight because there is hormone imbalance.
I see.
And the body is trying to hold on to the weight to survive.
I see.
And the woman wants to lose it. So the woman must understand how her body works so that she's not dragging it this way when it wants to go the other way.
Yeah.
And that is why it's good to lose weight under supervision, especially for the woman.
Yeah. But
generally for everyone, a good supervision is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And that person who is qualified to supervise will guide so that one is not trying to drastically lose weight and then lose health. Many do that. And then they sometimes don't associate what is going on with their health issue. They may think it's a different thing entirely, but that is not the case. So it is necessary that we pay attention to all these details.
Very necessary. Now, Doc, if you would wrap up the conversation. I mean, we've talked about weight loss gain but for a while. What are some of the words that you would leave with our listeners?
Well, one thing I would like to say is that when we follow the laws of health, our weight will follow through very well.
Okay.
And that means getting to eat as close to nature as possible. Junk food and all those type of things. Lack of exercise, not taking enough water, involved in habits that are destroying the body. They all affect whether one is overweight or underweight. So it will be necessary to keep those laws of health. Eat close to nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God gave us in the beginning. Have enough exercise. Just walk. 30 minutes to 1 hour a day.
Mm-hmm.
Or 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes here and there.
Yeah.
Be well hydrated. Don't eat late at night. Do you know that for most people, if they cancel that late night meal, their weight will return to normal?
Just by that.
I've seen it happen, yes. Many people just cancel that third heavy meal and the weight will start returning to normal.
Wow.
In summary, I will say to have an ideal weight is to have an ideal, sustainable lifestyle. No indulgence in what is not good. And you'll find that the weight will be fine. There'll be no problems.
Doc, I must thank you so much for your time. This has been a very life-shifting one, especially because it's a lifestyle issue, truly, truly. I mean, as you're explaining it, stop eating that late, and taking a walk at least 30 minutes a day, and then many other suggestions that you've made. These are truly lifestyle, very practical things that we can do. And so if someone listening out there, no need to be taking those artificial issues and drugs to help you lose weight when you can actually do it the natural way by just following simple health rules that have been tested over centuries. Doc, I must thank you so much for your time. Blessings to you and a great Sabbath ahead.
Welcome, I say. You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
And for our listeners, the Lord bless you all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, that is Dr. Atula Bear there talking to us about weight loss and concluding that discussion that we started quite a while ago. When did we start? Some weeks ago. But yeah.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.